Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, sharing with you the divine bread of life. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle on today, on last evening, should I say. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I want to take this podium, I want to take this stage, this opportunity to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones. May it be in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, last 12 hours, 30 minutes ago. We want to encourage your heart and let you know that you are not alone in your hour of sadness. Hallelujah, that you have pilgrims and prayer warriors that are praying with you and for you around the planet. So just know that you have allies that love you and that are praying that God will bring about restoration unto your heart and soul. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go on into our opening prayer. Every time that we come across these skyways and airways and this podium, we will not exclude to include. Hallelujah. We will not exclude to include our Lord and our Savior, our soon coming Messiah. And for those of you that don't know him, I want to introduce to some and present unto others. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. And so we want to take this opportunity to thank God for allowing us to unite in worship together from your own comfort zone throughout this planet. So, Heavenly Father, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. For we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know you have lying in waiting, God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are the architect, you are the creator, you are the one that started it all. And you told us that when you come back, you would receive us unto yourself. But until that historic day come upon us, we will continue on in your will and in your way, upward and onward. Hallelujah. Mounting up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. Hallelujah, Father God. And I'm asking you, gracious Father, to enable me to bring a rhema word, God. Anoint these lips of clay. I want to encourage somebody that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement. Where's the wisdom? To each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And let the epistle of Jesus Christ say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank all of you, my faithful and continual loyal listeners. I thank you, and I thank God for you. And God is going to bless you. You just know that God has got a blessing with your name on it. I want you to be encouraged because God said that he would reward a faithful giver. And whatever you render unto God, may it be your talent or your time, God is going to bless you. So I just want you to stay encouraged. And those of you that desire a prayer request, at the conclusion of my program, you're encouraged to call in and talk live with yours truly. So now we're going to take you on into a service that's already, a live service that is. It's already in progression. And I want you to get your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your tablet, may it be your smartphone or your iPhone. I call them my digital toys. So you bring them aboard, bring your latte and your OJ and whatever beverages that you have at your in your possession, and bring them aboard as well. And allow me to bring a rhema word unto you on this evening. I will be with you 1 hour. Then we will go into our second phase of our program, and that's called the Hymns of Zion. But may God bless you. And I know I have someone on the line, but if you will, sweet darling, if you would just give me just a, you know, a moment or two to bring a little word. Just stay right there, though. I want you to stay there, and may God richly bless you. And I thank God for you. I tell you, because without you, there wouldn't be any need for overseer to be here. But I thank God for people like you. So we're going to go right now on into a live program that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning entitled, A Web of Relationships. I want to say that one more time. A Web of Relationships. And we're going to take our key scripture out of the law of Mark 12. And 10. And it reads, 12 and 30. And it reads like this. It says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all of your strength. And that scripture reading once again is coming out of the law of Mark 12 and 30. And so there's another commandment that's similar to that one. And it says to love your neighbor as you would love yourself. And that's what we're talking about on this morning. We're talking about love and loving our neighbors, doing good one to another, showing Christ-like love. That's what we're talking about today. And so we're told that the Carnegie Foundation discovers that to be successful on the job, rational skills are far more important than knowledge. Its research found that only 15% of a person's success is determined by job knowledge and technical skills. 85% is determined by an individual's attitude and ability to relate to other people. We know that the scripture command you and I and us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you and I. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 4 and 32. In fact, it tells you and I to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. In the law of Matthew 22 and 39, we find out that a neighbor is not only someone who lives near or worked next to you and I and us, but anyone we meet on this life journey. Especially those that are in need. God tell us to love the widows and the orphans' children. Hallelujah. So having an attitude of courtesy and care and concern for others is a basic spiritual principle. It is also the most important guidelines for congenial and happy relationships. Indeed, we know that it's even the golden key to vocational success. And mine and yours and our purpose for modeling a Christ-like spirit of neighborly love. It is that we want to obey God, not just to achieve success at work, but after all, we know that our supreme vocational as believers is to embody and practice the neighborly loving character of our Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that who measures how we've done in life and judges our success, our God who gives reward to those who live in righteousness. So we know that those who love God will love their neighbor. I know sometime, you know, in this life we feel like, you know, we have even colleagues and friends and constituents and kinship family and business colleagues that you might have had a harsh word with, and look like, you know, you said, well, I just can't get with that person. I don't know, you know, where that person is coming from or what have you. But, you know, we don't necessarily have to like what they do or what have you, but God command you and I to love them. We must love them. We don't have to love what they do or their lifestyle, but we have to love them with the love of Christ. And that's what God has commanded you and I to do, is to love our neighbor as we love God. Hallelujah. And I'll be with you shortly, my caller. God bless you. And so we know the Bible also says in our second key scripture reading, it says that which of those three do you think was neighbors to him who fell among the thieves? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 10 and 36. All right, we're going to read to our third key scripture, and it reads this. It says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if you and I and us do not lose heart. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 6 and 9. Hallelujah. And I want to ask you a question on this morning. And if you love someone who's struggling with a substance abuse problem, you know that your emotions and his can be like riding a roller coaster up and down. We know today he wants help. Tomorrow he's drinking or in high on drugs again. Today she's being honest. Tomorrow she's running from the truth. We find out that the Holy Spirit helped you and I and us to learn how to love people like that. Even in their sins and struggles. Hallelujah, here are a few principles you and I and us can put into practice. That is to treat the person with respect. Be gentle when trying to restore him or her. In the law of Galatians 6 and 1, hallelujah, but don't do for him what he or she should do for him or herself. Don't get in the way of the consequences that God can use to bring about change. Remember that you do not have the power to change another person. Instead, ask God to help you to become the person he wants you and I and us to be. Reach out in love. Seek God's wisdom in ways that we can encounter one another. Depend on God. You will make mistakes, hallelujah, but anchor yourself in God's word and continually commit yourself and your love to the Lord in prayer. Making some of these choices can help you and I and us to slow down the roller coaster ride of changing emotions. So I want to ask you another question. Are you living in a codependent relationship? If so, I'm asking you, hallelujah, to be neighborly, be loving, considerate, tenderhearted, long-suffering with your loved one, with your kinship family, with your colleague, those that are near and dear unto your heart. Love helps people even when it hurts. So God, tell you and I to love our neighbor. And our sermon on this morning is a web of relationships. We're talking about loving our neighbor. We're talking about doing good to one another. We're talking about implementing Christ-like love, the love that God has shared among the church. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. We remember that Mr. Roger once told a journalist when he looked at our neighbors with appreciative eyes, he said, with gratitude for who what that person truly is, he said, then I feel that we are arm in arm with Christ Jesus. And we know that the advocate of eternal good, because Roger recognized the value of each person, he believed in being a good neighbor to all. So we know that when Jesus was asked, who is my neighbor? He told the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10 and 29 through 35. At the conclusion of his story, the Lord asked, which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? The answer, he who showed mercy on him. Verse 36 to 37. Who is your neighbor on today? Who is in our neighborhood that need a kind word and an arm of friendship or an act of encouragement today? Jesus calling you and I and us to show love and compassion to others as we love God with all of our heart and our neighbor as ourselves. How many lives shall I touch today? How many neighbors will pass my way? I can bless so many and help so much if I meet each one with the Christ-like touch. We know that your love for your neighbor is proof of your love for God. We're talking about a web of relationships. We're talking about love and loving your neighbor as you would love yourself. You know, some people, they get in the mirror and they primp and they prep and they put on, you know, they makeup and they eyeshadow and they lipstick and they blush and they powder their face and they put on, you know, fix their hair and put on their clothes and they look in the mirror and see if everything is tight. And they say, well, I think I look pretty good, you know. I got everything intact. You know, and so you know that you feel like you love yourself. So if you love yourself, then you would spread that same love to your neighbor. May it be next door. May it be around the block, around the way, down the street, over the bridge, in the next city, the next state, in the next state or in the next country. Those are yours and mine and our neighbors. And our neighbors are not always next door neighbors across the street, you know, but we have foreign neighbors, people that we meet in this life journey. We're going to meet people that, you know, is not going to come across as nice or, you know, or soft, but you can always share your love, and then that might, you know, will help that person to be more loving. So we know that if we show the love of Christ, we can set the stage, we can set an example for others to live in harmony and love. You know, that is what the world is in need of right now, is love, true love. We are in need of love. The Bible says that love, hallelujah, covers a multitude of sin. So we are talking about loving your neighbor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we're going to continue in the parable of the Good Samaritan, a priest and a religious scholar whose calling was to help the downtrodden. He ignored the need of a fallen traveler who had been left to die on the Jericho Road. We find out that a hated Samaritan, however, gave his time and resources to help the hurting man, displaying Christ-like compassion. He bandaged his wounds. He brought him to an inn and took care of him. In the law of Luke 10 and 34, we know that the ravished man had been put in the way of all three travelers, but only the Samaritan responded. As you and I, as we move through life, we are challenged to respond to the need of people. We will either show them Christ's love or be indifferent. I want to ask you, how will you respond on today? Those, hallelujah, that God chose to put in your path, in your way. Hallelujah, we know that God is love. We know that the opportunity to express your love is never outdated. We know that compassion never goes out of fashion. Hallelujah, Jesus, bless your holy name. We also know that empathy, it's a strong emotion. It can drive us to come alongside of those who are in similar situations. It can cause you and I and us to care in a deeper way for those with whom we share a concern or a difficulty. There are people that you will meet on this journey, along this life journey, who will be hurting, need a kind word. I was going to the store the other day to pick up a paper. That's all I went out to do, to pick up a paper. And as I exit the store, there was a gentleman that was in the dumpster looking for cans. And he asked me, he said, "Ma'am, do you have a quarter or dime or whatever it was?" And, oh, I just felt down in my heart, like something just hit me. Felt so compassionate for this gentleman. And the refund that I got from my paper, I brought it out. Matter of fact, I didn't even use the money that I was going to purchase the paper. Instead, I used my card. And I told the cashier that the money that I had, that I was going out to help the gentleman outside. And when I got outside, I tell you, I was just elated to bless this man. And I told him, I just embraced him. I told him, "God bless you." And I told him, I said, "When God bless you one of these days, I said, don't forget me. I said, I want you to find me. I said, let me know what God has done for you." And you know, in times, like I said, like these, we don't know who we lie to meet on this life journey. But it's up to us to show God's love. God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You don't know what impact that you can make on a man or woman or child or a youth, a young woman, a young man's life. Because there's so many, you know, that are going through. So many don't have, places to even live. They're living in their cars, but yet they'll continue their education by going to university, going to college, and getting their diplomas in spite of what they're going through. And you can't help but admire those that continue to press on and move forward. And so, like I said, we are to love our neighbors. Hallelujah. The most important example of empathy is the Lord himself. He became one of us because he did. He understood our struggle and weaknesses. Jesus knew what you and I are going through and continue to go through in our daily lives, our daily itineraries. For he endured this life himself. As we receive his grace in our time of need, we are better able to come alongside others. God lived as a man, as one of us. And he understood our needs for grace. He is not distant nor detached from all the trials that you and I and us face. No one understands like Jesus. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to man, nature, spirit, and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion, go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Swart, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Log on to our web address, www.janicewartonministries.org. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. We're going to now open up the prayer line request, and after that, we'll be bringing alongside hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Right now, we're going to go to the lines at this time. Hello?
Good morning.
Greetings.
Thank you for taking my call. Greetings.
Greetings.
Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for being available right now. I couldn't sleep.
I sure hate to hear that. But I just thank God, you know, for having me available, you know, because I tell you, it means so much to me to be able, you know, to be where I'm needed, you know. And I tell you, just know this is an honor to be able to just hear what you have to say, you know, because we are helpers one to another. So I'm going to let you finish what what you want to tell me.
I'm just grateful that today's topic is exactly where I am at, you know, understanding about forgiveness and seeking the wisdom of God through forgiveness for myself and to others, you know. I have been placed in the position of unforgiveness towards my neighbor, you know, and how God showed me his favor, just even through the understanding, you know. I was able to feel how my neighbor felt, you know, that, I've been placed in that person's shoes, you know, unwillingly.
Yes.
It's like, God, you know, I just thank you. You know, I just was just questioning the relationships that I have with, you know, my mother, my father, you know, even my brother, my sister. You know, my sister, she called me, you know, and she's facing, like you said, you know, God is in control. And although he's shaking up our foundations, you know, I was just trying to give you good courage to her because I know, you know, I'm going through, but I still believe who God is. I still know.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Faithful. God is going. You know, God say he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. You know, even he said, I'll be a mother for you. So if our mother forsakes us, God forbid, if our father forsakes us, if siblings forsake us, God say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But I will be with you to the end of the earth. And you know, it wasn't long ago, I give a testimony in my own personal life about my brother. I have he's my younger brother, and between him and I, we are the babies. I'm the baby girl, and he's the baby son. And so, you know, I went down to his home, and because I had a pastoral thing going, and so I spent, I think, my last couple of days before coming back home there at his home, and we had such a good time and everything, you know, and so I just kissed him on the cheek, gave him a, you know, Christ-like hug, and just thanked him, and, you know, how he just rolled the red carpet out for me, you know, and I come on back home, you know, got on back to my home, and days later, I called to see how he was doing, and he changed his number.
Wow.
I didn't know why he changed number. I said, well, Lord, I know when I left him, we left in good spirit, you know. I said, and I couldn't imagine what could have expired from the time I left his home to come back to my home, you know. And so after a while, you know, I was told that he was mad, you know, at me about something that I didn't even do, you know, was something that concerning us having air property, you know, and somebody had called his job, his workplace, you know. But I didn't know where he worked. I just know he worked, I think, for that city. But I didn't know what his job was or the number or anything, you know. But he just on his own just got mad at me. And it hurt me to my very soul. I called him. A relative gave me his number, and I called him, and I said, is this my brother, you know, and I called his name. And he said, like that. And I said, is this my brother, his name? And, you know, he didn't say anything, and the next thing I heard was a click. He hung up on me. And, you know, that hurt me, sis, so bad. You know, I can feel what you're feeling right now. That hurt me so bad till I wanted to weep. But you know what? I would not give the enemy the satisfaction of seeing me weeping, you know. I said, God, I'm going to pick myself up. I said, and I know you know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with this man. I said, because you know I haven't done anything to him, God, but tried to love him all of his life. I said, but you know what's going on, God? I said, and I'm going to give him to you. I said, because he knows your guides and your guidelines and your bylaws. He knows how to live the life of Christ, even though he may not be living it. But you know that he knows, you know. And so I said, I'm going to pray for him and love him anyway, because, you know, in spite of, you know, I hurt. In spite of. It hurts. I tell you, it hurts. But God tell us we got to love him in spite of, even if they're talking ugly, you know, using profanity or whatever, we are to love them in spite of. And when we do that, guess what? God is going to bless you and I. God is going to bless us for being obedience, number one. You know?
Obedience. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Being obedience. God said obedience is better than sacrifice. So if we be obedient,
true.
God is going to bless us. You know? And God is going to work on those family members, you know, that's trying to be hard. You know, I call them, I give a message about a heart of stone. And that I was talking about, I use my family member as an example, you know, because when I'm preaching, I want to just, you know, include my life as well, you know. So people don't feel like, well, she ain't been through nothing. She don't know, you know, she don't know what it is to go through. But I want you to know, you know. That, you know, we have people in our lives that act out too, you know.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it hurted me so bad for him to be mad at me, and I didn't know why he was mad. And then to find out that what he was mad for that I didn't even do, wasn't even guilty of, you know.
He
but a lot of times, you know, we know that the enemy is busy. See, the enemy is busy, number one. And the enemy don't want us to have a relationship with our family, maybe our mothers, our fathers, you know, our siblings, our children. He wants them to go to acting out, you know, and so we can fall out, you know, and honey, don't call me no more. You don't call my number no more. Girl, don't you come to my house no more. You ain't having nothing else to do with it. You know, but we know that's not Christ-like.
That's
we know that
true.
We are to love them in spite of, you know. Because in the end, they're going to see the devil going to keep on working on them while God is working on us. See?
My God.
And God is going to keep on giving us more love. You know, it's just like when you go to the service station to get gas, you know. God's going to continue to fill our heart with love. And the devil's going to work on them unless God intervene. And that's only if they want God to intervene. Because some people, you know, they feel like, hey, you know, I don't need nobody. I got everything made in my life, you know, and I haven't had the help of anybody. I put my own self through college, you know. I got my own self. I'm a self-made person, self-made millionaire, whatever. But we know that's not true.
Not true at all.
And all things are given from and through and by God.
By God.
You know.
And him alone.
So we just continue to love because it's hard. It is hard. It's really hard to love people when they continue to hurt you, you know. And I know my neighbor, when I would go out and blow my lawn, you know, blow my leaves and stuff out to the curb. My neighbor had some debris and stuff, you know, in his yard and on the curb as well. And so I know, you know, that sometime in order to make my area look all right, you know, I'd have to go and, you know, get some of the debris in his area, you know, and I would clean up some of his, you know. I would do that.
This is what's going
and then
on.
One day was in my gate, and God had me to peep through my gate. And he had his blow, and he was blowing his debris over on my side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You hear me? Blowing his debris my side.
Yeah.
And I went out there, and I told him, I said, why are you blowing your stuff over here? I said, when I go out there, I said, I'd be, you know, so tired, you know. I said, and I go out there and not only pick up my stuff, my debris and leaves and stuff that has fallen from my tree, but I go out there and pick up your stuff as well. But yet you are blowing your, you know, leaves and stuff over on my lawn.
Yes.
And he couldn't say nothing because he know that I caught him. You know, so he
yes.
couldn't say I didn't do it because I caught him. But
exactly.
he just felt so guilty. He said, I'm sorry. I said, you know, I said, apology accepted. I embraced
mm-hmm.
him, and I told him, God bless him, you know.
Thank
so
you
I tell you, you know,
encouragement.
We have to, I mean, it take God, it really do. It take God, it takes discipline in us to be able to do that. Because if
yes.
Satan had his way, honey, me and that man probably would have had a, you know, a drag out. I know if it had been me in the world, it had been that old me, you know.
Yes.
Knock out.
Yes. Yes,
you know, not
I
down,
had to thank God.
Bag
yes.
out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
So God, you know, when God come in our lives and he save us and he put his love inside of us, you know, then we are new and improved. You know, we are new and improved. We are not the same individual. We might look the same, but we are different inside of our hearts.
Yes.
We
yes.
are different. I tell you,
yes.
and I just you just to remain encouraged, you know, because the Bible says that we know that weeping might endure for a night.
Uh-huh. Oh,
but your joy is
yes.
coming. Oh. Your joy is coming, sister. I tell you, honey, God is going to bless you. I don't know what you are in need of, but God does. And God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. You might say, God don't know where I live. He don't know my address. He don't know my zip code. He don't know my date of birth. You know, he don't know my social security number. But God knows every half strand on our head. God is going to get you your blessing. He's not going to get it twisted. He's not going to bring it to Pastor Ward when he should bring it to you.
My
but God is going to bless you. All you got to do is just step out in faith. Whatever that you desire God to do in your life, I'm encouraging you, my beautiful sister. I want you to just believe the report of the Lord. Don't believe those naysayers. You believe God. You know that yours and mine and our God has never told us a lie. God has never lied to us and us. God has never lied, and God never shall. God said before 1 John, J-O-T, of his word, return
yes.
back home. Heaven
My
and
God.
Earth shall
yes.
pass away.
Yes.
So that means that this earth is going to fall on off of its foundation.
Mm.
If God's word come back alive,
yes.
this world is going to just go on off of its foundation. But we know that God's word is not going to come back void. It's going to go out and accomplish what God has sent it out to do.
Hallelujah.
You know,
yes.
you, and I mean, God is going to bless you just as sure as I am sitting here telling you what
you
the Lord is.
God's going to bless you. God.
I mean,
thank you.
God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you for your obedience and your faithfulness. God is going to bless you. And I'm telling you, the ones that are around you is going to see how God is moving in your life. A lot of people feel like, you know, that, hey, you know, everything is going okay in their lives and look like, you know, the saints is going through it and nothing is going right. But see, that devil is a lie. Because God tells us that I reign on the just as well as the onions.
Yes.
You hear me?
Thank you, God.
So I'm telling you, just as these unsaved folks is being blessed, you know that the saints are going to be blessed as well.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, because God don't do no picking and choosing. God blesses us all. There is not one person on this planet can say that God has not blessed him or her in some form or fashion.
So true.
Isn't that true? I mean
so
that.
So true. I believe
I mean,
so.
If God don't do nothing but give us health and strength to make it through the night to another day.
Yes.
You know, and whatever we're suffering with, the pains and ills that we're suffering with, God can come along and tell this body to peace, be still. I mean, go away, pain. Get out of here.
Yes.
Get out of here. You're not welcome. You get out of my life. Because I know God is our great physician. God is the great physician. He said he heals all matter of sickness and our diseases. So I tell you, I want you to be encouraged, my sister. I want you to be encouraged, and you're going to be blessed. I want you to come back with that testimony, and I want to ask you, before I let you go, do you have a prayer request box and a miracle box? Do you have one or two of those?
No, ma'am.
Don't. Well, what I'm encouraging you to do, if you will, I want you to look around your house. I know you got some little box that's just sitting there looking cute like I do. Got boxes sitting here collecting dust. I got some empty boxes just sitting around collecting dust, you know. But I want you to two boxes. I want you to take one, and I want you to just get you a little piece of paper, you know, any kind of little piece of paper. You can cut it and make a little strip, you know. I want you to put prayer petition on that one box. Make that your prayer petition box. And I want you to get your second box. I want you to make that one your miracle box. Because what you're going to do this morning is you're going to write down your request. You're going to write down what you want God to do for you. And you're going to date it. You're going to put the day's date on it and the year. And you're going to put that in your request box. And after God has heard your prayer petition, after he's honored it, it moves to your miracle box. And if I tell you that don't work, I'm sitting here and I am a false prophet if I'm lying to you. That will work because you are exercising your faith and what you want God to do in your life. I mean, whatever you want, if you want your family, you know, to be more loving, to be more close, you know, whatever you want, if you desire that husband, you desire to have a baby, you desire to adopt, you desire that new car, if it's a raise on your job, raising, you know, more customers in your business, whatever it is that you want God to do, you and God know what you want God to do in your life. I want you to write it down. If it's 2-3 papers, if it takes 2-3 strips to write it down, you write it down and date each one.
Yes.
And when God, hallelujah, honors your prayer petition, I want you to move
Jesus.
It to your miracle. And you be sure to call Overseer Ward and share your testimony so I can do me a dance on this
side. Yes, ma'am. We're going to shout together, ma'am.
Yes,
we
ma'am,
will shout
I
together.
Want you to come. What's your name, sweetheart?
I am Dakita, ma'am.
Dakita? Oh, that's so pretty. Oh,
thank you.
Thank God for you. Thank God for you.
I thank God for you as well.
And
thank
I want you to know, I want you to know this. If you don't know nothing else on today, I want you to know that you are priceless. You are priceless. You are beyond compare. It cannot be a value put on you because God said you are priceless. You are more valuable than jewels, pearls, sapphire, diamonds. There is no value that can put on you because God said you are priceless. So you remember that from this day forward. You are priceless, my sister. And God loves you and so do I. And I want you to be blessed. And I want
you
to come back and share your testimony. I want to put on you some songs this morning to encourage your heart, you know, and I want you to just be blessed, and I want you to just look for those blessings that God has implemented this morning. Will you do that?
Thank you. Yes, you thank you welcome. So very much.
You
thank
are
you so
welcome.
Very much. This means a lot to me.
I've borne you a holy kiss and a sisterly hug. Did you get it?
I receive it. And I thank
all
you.
Right. All right.
And
all
I'm
going right.
to share it. Thank you.
All right. I want you to do that. And I want you to just be blessed. I want you to continue. I'm going to bring on this second portion of our program. We got about 43 minutes left, so I want to encourage you. These elections is going to go out to you this morning.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am. All right, and you call back anytime. You're welcome, welcome, welcome. Anytime.
God bless you.
The old ship of Zion is on here. You come aboard.
Yes. Blessings to you and your family.
God
thank
bless you.
You. Thank
my
you.
Love. God bless you and your family.
I love
you
as well. Thank you
I
very
love
much.
You.
I receive it.
Lord,
thank you.
Well, thank you, precious.
Amen. Okay.
Amen. All right. Bye bye, darling.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. We're going to now bring you the second half of this program. And this program is going out to our dear sister that called in on this morning. And we just want to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. And until we come across these airways and skyways again, I want you to be blessed. Hallelujah.
to you. Go away. Remember when we used to have singing lights.